to the $100 MBA Show, your business dojo where you get your daily business training on with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, your sensei, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how to create the perfect business card. I'm going to show you exactly what are the important aspects of a beautiful looking and effective business card. Business cards are still important in business, so I'm going to show you what's important, how to create one, and even how to give your business card to your potential clients and colleagues. We got a lot to cover, so let's get down to business. The $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Nadex, Binary Options Trading. Our listeners appreciate how far $100 can go, and so does Nadex. With just $100, you can get started. With Nadex Binary Options, you trade on whether you think the market will be above or below a certain point by a certain time. Go to Nadex.com and open up a free account. That's Nadex.com, N-A-D-E-X.com. Futures, options, and swaps trading involves risk and may not be appropriate for all investors. I'm going to get straight to the point here and tell you that the whole point of a business card is to be remembered. You need to be memorable. Your card has to be memorable, that is. Memorable enough for them to hang on to your card until they save your contact information or they actually contact you. If there's one thing that you can take away from this lesson, there's going to be many, but this is the most important thing. Make sure your card is memorable, that it doesn't look generic, that yours stands out. This could be the design, it could be the copy, it could be an image of some sort. But the point here is that you want people to remember you. Think of a business card as sort of like a placeholder. Like if I hold onto your business card, I'm either going to take a look at it again or not. And usually it depends on the first impression. If I look at your card, it's like, oh, this looks interesting. I want to make sure I contact this person when I get home or when I have a chance to plug it into my phone. So really focusing on getting noticed and standing out on your card is really important. And it could be something very simple as a nice looking design. We're going to put up an image of our business card or my business card for Business Republic in today's show notes. You could check that out at 100mba.net/mba187. And you could see that our card is quite simple, but it stands out. It's different. It doesn't look generic. And it gets people to look at it for a bit. Another thing to keep in mind is that your business card doesn't need to be loaded with a bibliography of information. It can just be the basic information, the most important information. So obviously your name, your email address, your website. Now, if your phone is necessary, your phone number, then put it. Like if you do business on the phone, but if you never do any business on the phone, if you're an online business and no one ever calls you, then there's no reason really to have it there. It might be just cluttering your card. So only put the most basic information. You also want to add what you're all about. How does your business serve your audience? If you look at my card in the show notes, you'll see that we have in big letters in the background of our card, it says, build a business that can't be ignored. And that's our tagline. And that really just tells people what we're all about. So it's really more important for you to have something that represents you rather than a whole bunch of information like phone and fax and all this other stuff that really is unnecessary. Some people put multiple email addresses. You know, one email address is fine. Again, your whole point of the business card is for them to take your card, look at it, and contact you via email. Most likely is what they're going to do is they're going to email you or check out your website. That's really what you're trying to do here. That's the conversion you're looking for. Now, part of that first impression is the actual quality of your card, the print quality of your card. You want to make sure your card is not paper thin and it has a little bit of weight to it. And it's just a quality card. It doesn't have to be the most expensive thing in the world, but it has to have some sort of quality feel to it. Two great resources for printing business cards is us.moo.com. That's a really high-end business card printer. And vistaprint.com is really good too. If you go with their high-end choice, it's still very affordable. I like to keep a few business cards in my wallet at all times just because sometimes you meet people for the first time and they want a business card, so you can hand it to them nice and easy. Obviously, you're going to want to keep business cards with you if you're going to conferences, meetups. There's going to be a lot of meeting and greeting and people are going to want to learn more about you and a business card is going to come handy. Next, I want to talk about how you actually give your business card to your potential client or colleague or whoever is asking for it. But before that, I got to give some love to today's sponsor, Igloo. Do you guys know what an intranet is? It's exactly what it sounds like, an intranet for your business. And the best internet you can get is Igloo. It's a cloud platform that helps you do your best work, share files, do blog updates, coordinate calendars, and manage projects. It's easy to use and easy to configure, even for the most non-technical of users. And one of the best things about Igloo is that it's on a responsive design. That means it works on every mobile device, a tablet, a phone, so you have your internet on the go. Whether you're a large enterprise stuck using SharePoint or a fast-growing business overwhelmed with apps, you really should create an internet that matches your brand's look and feel. It also simplifies how you work, especially the fact that you can access it on your phone. Sign up now and try it for free at igloosoftware.com/MBA. That's igloo, I-G-L-O-O, software.com/MBA. So you're meeting somebody and they ask you for your business card. How do you actually give them the card? This actually makes a difference. A lot of people, they give their card in a very passive way. They're actually giving their card while they're still talking. And it's kind of like, here, by the way, here's my card. When you're talking to somebody, they really can't pay attention to two things at once. So they're either going to pay attention to what you're saying, or they're going to pay attention to the card that you're giving. So when somebody asks you for your card, just say, yeah, sure, I have a card. And you just hand them the card and do not speak. Because if you talk, you're going to distract them from their experience of your card. They want to take a look at your card. They want to read it. They might comment, say, hey, this looks nice. I'll definitely reach out to you. So when you're giving somebody your card, make sure that you take a break from talking. They'll take a look at it. You'll have a little conversation about the card. They'll put it away. And then you can continue talking about whatever you were talking about before. But the point is that allow that moment for them to take a look at your card, absorb the information, and take a look at the stuff that you put into. Maybe your tagline and your beautiful design. When you just hand them the card while you're talking, they feel compelled to just maybe pocket it so they can pay attention to what you're saying and not really look at your card. Also, when you pause and you don't talk, they get a chance to look at your card and look at you and make sure they make a connection between you and the card. So they know the person on that card, the name on the card is you. They make a mental connection of your face and the card. So later when they contact you, they kind of know who they're contacting. Some people like to put their own image, the picture of themselves on their card. And that can work if your image is really high quality and it's really well done. But you got to be careful though to make it look original so you don't look like a real estate agent. Of course, if you are a real estate agent, that might be okay. But again, I would say do the opposite. Everybody has a card like that. Why don't you do something a little bit different? At the end of the day, giving your business card should be a moment where people appreciate your business, what you do, what you're all about. And maybe they want to ask you some questions about maybe your tagline or maybe about your logo or maybe even about your website. You worked hard on creating this great looking business card. You took the time to print them out. You got them home. You have them with you at this conference or maybe in your wallet. You know, you want to make sure it's working for you and that your efforts are worth your while. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Don't forget, guys, tomorrow is Free Ride Friday where we announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. If you want to win a free ride to the $100 MBA, all you got to do is give us a rating and review on iTunes. Everybody who gives us a rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. That's over 180 video lessons, workbooks, interviews with experts, a whole lot more. To learn more on how to give us a rating and review on iTunes, just visit 100mba.net/show. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. When creating your business card, I really want to encourage you to be as creative as possible. And this is your chance to just be yourself. There's no right or wrong way. Sometimes people get stuck in this idea of what does a business card have to have? What is the professional way to do it? This is your chance to stand out and be yourself and to show who you are through your design, through your creation of your business card. You might be thinking, what about the actual design? How do I do that? Do I need to know Photoshop? Well, a lot of these places like Vistaprint and us.mu.com, they have a card creator that you can just do drag and drop. Yes, you could probably get a freelancer to do it for you if you'd like on freelancer.com, but the point is that you want to put your mark on it. Make sure that it's original and it's you so you can carry those cards with you proudly. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Free Ride Friday. I'll check you then. Take care.